Hello and welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin and I'm here with Dan Magister.
Good morning, Ross.
And Dylan Schiffer.
Hey, Billy.
We are going to sports today. It's going to be incredible, but we're going to start off talking about something a little more serious. Houston and the surrounding areas, a lot of the Texas Gulf Coast got crushed by Hurricane Harvey. We are selling Houston Strong shirts on GrandXShop.com. I think once you're in GrandXShop.com, you click on any of the buttons in the, you got to scroll down to the bottom and you'll find it somewhere.
Or it's just / strong. We'll get you there.
Will it?
Yeah.
GrandXShop.com /strong.
Yes, it'll get you there.
Good call. Directly. That's much easier. 100% of the proceeds from sales of this shirt. It's a good looking shirt. Good design. Done by our CEO, Madison Wickham. 100% of the proceeds are going to Houston flood relief. Also, if you don't want a shirt for some reason, if you're some kind of anti-shirt person, maybe you don't wear shirts, maybe you just go nipples out all the time. That's what Dan does. Just go give the J.J. Watt's deal. Because this man has raised...
over 5.1 milli, I believe, last I saw.
Which, is that good? Is that a lot of money?
It seems like a lot of money.
Huh. Neat. Dan, why are you staring at me? You're not talking.
But not nearly enough money, so get in there and donate.
No, they need more money.
They need a lot of money.
More money.
A lot of devastation.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be years and years and years of recovery in Houston and all around the rest of Texas that got, I mean, like Rockport is one of the cities that is essentially gone now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Rockport got hit hard. They're not getting enough love. They're not taking on the flooding like Houston is because the rain's kind of... came and went through there.
They got wind.
But the winds just
wrecked.
Devastated that area. So shouts to Rockport and really everyone affected by the floods.
So if you got the ability to give. I don't know what charities are the best or the worst, but I know JJ is psychotic enough to make sure that all the money goes to the right places.
He will probably get it in cash and hand deliver it to the right people.
Yeah, as of
just
right now, I think he's planning on buying like
it's probably out
massive
right
trucks
now.
And like delivering things directly to where they need to go. Anyway, his whole family's working on organizing all this shit. So give to his campaign. All you have to do is Google like JJ Watt fundraiser if you want to find it. What, Micah?
JJ is currently at $5.3 million.
What is the name of the site he's using?
It's youcaring.com.
I'd never heard of this one before, but it's pretty sweet. Yeah, 5 point. So he just keeps upping the goal. It started at like 300,000 or something. He hit like a million immediately.
He records a video message
every time he raises.
Every time he hits a milli.
Yeah, and so now he's up to the goal of 6 million. I mean, who knows where this thing ends? The Titans owner threw in a million yesterday at one point. The Rockets owner, just to tie it back into sports, he started off by pledging 4 million, and then within 24 hours, he upped it to 10 million. Les Alexander, who's currently trying to sell the team, but...
he donated $10 million?
Yeah.
He's about to make
wow.
a few bill.
He's gonna make a couple billion selling the Rockets, and it's not... even if he wasn't, the man has more than enough
still,
money.
Still, that's very generous.
$10 million is $10 million any way you cut it.
Yeah.
All kinds of athletes have been contributing. Who else? Oh, the Texans owner threw in a million.
Cowboys are donating a million.
Cowboys have done all kinds of stuff to help. They've been... huge, and I think they're letting the Texans use their facilities.
They are,
and
yeah.
Houston Rodeo is donating $2 million.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is much of a...
Scumbag.
That's, thank you. I needed a Cowboys fan to say it so that I don't get roasted. As much of a scumbag as he may be, a generous man.
Yes.
Does good things with some of the billions of money he has. Philanthropic, indeed. Sure, let's just leave it at that.
Good stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's... it's a fucking mess down here, man. We didn't get, for anyone that's wondering, in Austin, we didn't get flooded, which is, we're lucky, it's great. I mean, nobody wants to flood, but like we said, Houston, a lot of the other surrounding areas got wrecked. Need your money. If you can afford to give, give. If you can come down and help, that's even better, but at least give some money. Or buy a t-shirt, grandxshop.com/strong. They are cool. Starting next week... this is a big announcement. We will be coming to you twice a week. Normally, it will be Monday and Thursday. Next week, we're recording on
Tuesday because of Labor Day.
And I think that's inaccurate because I won't be here on Tuesday.
Oh.
But perhaps it is accurate and y'all are going to run it without me. I don't know. But normally it will be Monday and Thursday. Next week's an exception because of Labor Day. Obviously, football is kicking off. No pun. I guess it's intended, but I didn't mean for it to be.
The pun is, yeah.
And it's terrible.
The pun is very appropriate there.
It's bad. It's a bad pun. But college football, the NFL, both going to be getting started. Oh, on another note, U of H had to postpone their game against that they have got this upcoming weekend as a result of the flooding.
Against noted podcast rival UTSA.
Yes.
Which I wasn't aware. Why are they? Why do we hate them again?
Because every single time I've ever placed a bet on them, I have lost.
That's right. Essentially lost my severance in Vegas on UTSA.
Yes.
That's right.
And Dan lost his entire severance.
The Roadrunners.
The fucking Roadrunners. Get it together.
I think, like, this entire season, we just have to fade UTSA all the way through.
I really like that idea.
Yeah.
Similar to how we rode the Buffs last season.
This entire season, we're just going to solely focus
we're
on just...
all about fading UTSA.
Shouts to Kayla, Roadrunner.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Shouts, Kayla. You're not listening, though.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like I know some people that went to school there. I can't think of them off the top of my head, and they probably don't listen. So no shouts. No shouts to any Roadrunners, ever. We are permanently banning any Roadrunners getting shouts henceforth. Kayla's the only one that ever got one.
Okay. That's
hang fair. Her jersey up in the rafters.
Number
anyway,
69.
Monday and Thursday, starting next week, except for next week, every week during football season, two episodes. Obviously, we're going to have a ton to talk about. It's going to be exciting stuff. We're going to mix in sports news, gambling, insight, comedy, jokes, humor, laughter.
And of course, we're going to not throw away the animal talk.
No, and we're going to talk about animals, too, because they're important. Mascots. Animals and sports go hand in hand. Everybody knows that. Nothing's going to change about that.
What's a Roadrunner actually look like? Are they real?
I don't know. I just...
Oh, are you kidding?
I always
assume there are a lot in this area. That's why Westlake, the high school here, is the Chaparral. Chaparral is a Roadrunner.
Dude, they actually...
They're all over the place.
They look a lot like the cartoon.
Actually, okay. I videoed one in our parking lot one day.
They just
like
shag ass
ago.
Down the road. They don't fly at all, right?
I think they're kind of like turkeys. They can kind of flutter.
Like ostriches, they can jump, but they can't really like...
They flutter.
They're not like dropping anvils on people's heads though, right?
No, and, like, but they are in fact very real
traps.
Animals.
Well, they're dropping a metaphorical anvil on my bank account last football season.
This is true.
They run, as their name would imply. They're fast little fuckers.
They run on the road.
Yeah, they do. Run
how
on
fast
the road.
We talking though?
That's a good question for Micah to
look
up.
Fast
I don't know.
Fast for a
bird.
If I had to guess, I would say they can touch 20 miles per hour.
Can they fly or they're
not a
they're flightless bird?
Wait.
We just talked about that. I think they flutter.
You think they can touch 20 miles per hour?
Yeah.
If you Google Roadrunner speed, as I just did, it says 20 miles per hour.
Oh, really?
Whoa!
Oh, what's up?
And also here it says a coyote can reach 43 miles per hour, so it probably... In
so,
real life, the coyotes.
So Wildies win these matchups yeah, 100 times
so.
Out of 100.
Interesting.
But yeah, 20 miles per hour.
That bird's moving.
Roadrunners can fly. Wait, they can run up to 20 miles per hour and generally prefer sprinting to flying, although it can fly to escape predators.
Nice.
Need that feature because the coyote's much faster.
Yeah.
In real life.
I don't know if in real life a coyote and a roadrunner are actually rivals. They probably do.
Dude,
they cross
based
paths,
on the
probably.
Fact
they
that
cross
they're
paths,
same
I
areas, man. We got coyotes all over the fucking place.
I think
here.
Coyotes just eat whatever.
They pretty much do. Like, they take your dog, your cat, whatever. If you leave that
your
shit
child.
In the backyard, your kid, whatever. They'll eat whatever.
Your grandmother.
I don't think they eat trash like goats. Because you know how goats will just, like, down garbage?
And, like, raccoons will, too.
Raccoons will eat garbage?
Oh, man. They love trash.
Well, but they don't have the ability to eat, like, an aluminum can.
They're trash
goats
animals.
Will eat an aluminum can.
Dan eats trash, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
My stomach can process things like a goat can. Like, pretty much anything you put in there, I'm not fazed.
Can pigs cool. do that, too?
I don't know. They just eat slop.
They eat people, too, right?
Yeah, in mafia movies, they eat people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they get rid of bodies. They cut them up and feed them to pigs.
Yeah, I think that's, like, your best way to get rid of a body is pig or an alligator.
Best movie to include pigs eating people, Snatch.
I was about to say that. Yeah,
Snatch.
Very, very effective man-eating pigs that he had. Great movie. Great movie.
Great accent solid on Brad movie. Pitt.
You like Dags?
You like Dags?
Dags.
Great movie.
What did we talk about Disney the entire time, you know?
Well, no one would ever be able to understand a single fucking word we said.
It's true, yeah.
Have you ever watched that movie with the like, subtitles on?
I mean, they have subtitles for Brad Pitt, though, right? Even if you have them off.
I don't think they do. I think you can only understand like 10% of what he says the entire movie. Anyway, Roadrunners. Don't bet on them, but watch the cartoons. They're great. Those are great. Do they still play those on any channels?
Cartoon Network, maybe?
You know what they should do is for every game that's supposed to be nationally televised, UTSA football, they should play old Roadrunner Wile E. Coyote cartoons instead. Do us all a favor.
They actually show the UTSA games on Longhorn Network.
That's just...
So in case you were wondering how long that was going.
Doing,
yeah.
What an idiotic...
What a great investment by ESPN.
Massive failure. Anyway. Last week, we told you to hammer Rice... The Rice Owls against Stanford.
We're
what was the spread
hot
here? 31?
31 points.
And that turned out to be...
That was a bad decision. That
not
was bad
good
call.
Advice.
We got good intel, but it ended up being poor intel.
It was good intel that went bad. It spoiled.
It was good intel that went bad.
It died on the vine. And so it turns out, you know, Rice almost covered, but they lost 62-7.
I feel like Australia, though, bizarro land, you can't hold us to that.
It's like, just like we were talking about. The toilets go backwards. Yeah. This game went the opposite way of where we thought it would go. Shit happens, man. You cannot put this on us. This is on the Aussies.
A lot of dangerous insects and animals down in Australia, too. You know, a wise bettor might wait until week two to place a bet.
Also, people were saying this was week zero, so it doesn't really count against our records.
I 1,000% am not counting anything that happened this weekend against my record personally as a human. Or our record as a podcast. That doesn't. It is week zero.
And the bookies shouldn't really even try to collect.
No, they should just give that shit back to you in your account.
It's a mulligan.
It's only right.
It's a breakfast ball.
It's a preseason betting weekend. And the fucking game was in Australia, man.
Yeah,
Australia.
You got to be more worried about the shit that could kill you than the football, you know? How am I supposed to catch a pass when I'm looking around to make sure a kangaroo doesn't kick me in the face?
It was a weird week with the other games too. Like announcers were like sucking off Mike Bobo and Colorado State, saying they were like, this was an impressive win against Oregon State to impress the playoff committee. Like somehow Colorado State's going to run the table. I looked at their schedule. They play the Buffs next week.
Can't hold that against the commentators either though.
They play Alabama in 2 weeks. Like they're not going to beat Alabama.
It's a warm up weekend for them, man. They don't know what they're talking about yet. They got to get the fucking cobwebs off. If they run the table, it's what?
Yeah, it's like Oregon State might win 2-3 games this year in the Pac-12.
Yeah, they don't have the big dogs out commentating on that game.
No,
no offense to whoever those guys were, but you're not big dogs yet.
Statement win by Colorado State.
Yeah, well,
get fucked.
This weekend we have 15 games on Thursday night,
including my UCF Knights.
8 games on Friday night. Apparently, there's not even a number for the amount of games on Saturday night. It just says there's a ton.
Just unlimited.
An unlimited amount of games.
All you can eat.
Also, including Mia Khalifa's number 3 Seminoles versus number 1 Alabama. That is the biggest game of the weekend.
In the new ATL Stadium, whatever they decide to call it. Mercedes-Benz.
Is that what they've sold it to? Mercedes?
And they have a Chick-fil-A that will be open because it's Saturday, not Sunday.
But that Chick-fil-A will not be open on Sundays, correct?
Correct.
So for NFL games, there's just a Chick-fil-A that's closed.
Yes.
That is incredible. So they're essentially paying for the marketing to have people walk past an empty Chick-fil-A with no employees in it and no fries.
Well, they're going to justify it with like other events.
There are many, many events
this
there.
Football game.
I get it. I get it.
It's and just, of course, the occasional Monday night or Thursday night football game.
But there. Yeah. It's the Atlanta Falcons Stadium that has a Chick-fil-A in it that they'll never use.
And just to be clear, it is Mercedes-Benz Stadium, not to be confused with the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
In New Orleans?
Man, Mercedes is shelling out cash for naming rights.
All about the NFC South.
You are?
No, the Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Two teams.
Wow.
Two of the four.
Yeah, they're dominating the Southern Stadium market. Good for them. They need to get NRG off of Houston. I'd like ours to be named Mercedes something. Makes you sound luxurious. And it's funny because NFL stadiums are just filled with trash humans.
Yes.
And your stadium is named Mercedes, which is a luxury vehicle for rich people, mostly. Rich people and then like middle class people who are stupid and spend all their money on cars. Yeah. Shout out to all the middle class people out there who really shouldn't be driving a Mercedes, but they are.
Yeah.
I respect the move. I do.
Hey, fake it till you make it.
The 50,000aires.
Fuck it, you know? Whatever, man. Whatever. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, Seminoles, Alabama. I'm gonna tell you. I don't. Alabama's minus seven.
You don't have a feel for this.
But I don't. Yeah. Dylan's statement that he made a few moments ago that what a wise say? Man would wait till week two to begin betting heavy on college football games. Yeah. It is correct. It's very tough to judge week one.
I think
that being said, I will
lot.
Not wait.
Seven is a lot.
It's a lot of points for number one versus number three in the first game of the season in a neutral stadium.
I like Francois, quarterback for the Seminoles.
I like his name. Don't know anything about him, but I like his name.
Jimbo can get it done, I feel like. I feel like he'll keep it within seven. I'm not going to say they're beating Bama.
You just
keep it within seven.
The problem is you never know. Like, Bama's Bama, but some years they just come out and just crush.
Yes.
Where nothing is close ever at any point.
They'll crush good teams,
right,
too.
Where it just gets disgusting and ugly.
Oh, so Alabama has their Jalen Hurts, their quarterback.
Yeah.
I guess he's a
sophomore
this year. He's like a legit Heisman candidate. The running back also is a Heisman candidate. He's a grown-ass man, Bo Scarborough.
They probably have like three running backs who could be Heisman candidates if they wanted to. They always do.
True.
It's fucked up.
The running back is built like Herschel Walker when he was 10 years deep in the NFL.
Or Herschel Walker now. Shouts to Herschel.
Or him now. Yeah, he's still.
Yeah, Herschel Walker could beat the living hell out of all three of us.
Just hit the genetic lottery, that guy.
He's a large man.
I think he runs like 5 miles, bikes 12 miles, and like does like a million push-ups a day.
Yeah, he's notorious for not lifting weights. He only does push-ups.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's one of those psychos that's never touched
push-ups
steel.
Push-ups and sit-ups, and looks like he's in, like, the Mr. Olympia.
He eats, like one meal a day, though.
Which, by the way, just for the record, isn't going to work for everybody. Don't give up the weights. That's a genetics thing. You have to be – you're born with the ability to, like, build that kind of muscle through just push-ups and sit-ups. I can't go just do push-ups and sit-ups and become Herschel Walker. That's not going to happen.
He's, like, well in his 50s and is better shape than any of us will ever be.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
He's a man.
Good for you, Herschel.
He'll be like that when he's 100.
Herschel's a great name, too.
All-time sports name, Herschel Walker.
It is a fantastic name.
Yeah. But Alabama's minus seven. I don't know. You want to make a pick on that?
Yeah, I'll take Alabama.
Okay.
I
feel like that's the safe play, so I'm going to take Florida State.
Here's why. I'm picking Alabama because I think that Nick Saban is more capable of having his team ready week one than
anyone in the history of sports.
I mean, didn't they blow the doors off USC last year? Like, to open up the season, or was that 2 years ago?
I don't remember.
My mind only goes back like 3-4 hours, so I don't know.
I believe it was a season opener last year against USC. I could be wrong. But, like, that was a really good USC team.
Just in general, betting against Alabama is a foolish thing to do.
Yes.
Pretty much ever.
And we're both going to do it, because I'm going to take
Fuck
FSU plus the points.
Let's ride.
Let's do it.
Another big game, Florida-Michigan going down in Jerry World, also known as AT&T Stadium in Dallas. And by Dallas, I mean Arlington. Michigan's minus 3.5. This is another good game for an opening weekend.
Yeah. McElwain hasn't really picked a quarterback yet. They're kind of
probably need to do that.
Game one there, I think they're going to rotate three quarterbacks.
Dude, I like how in college
three quarterbacks.
Two or three.
I like how in college you can roll out, like, take a few weeks, figure it out, do a few different quarterbacks, see what the fuck happens. If you did that in the NFL, your fan base would riot. And I know this because I have a team that does this every year. And our fan base riots. We're going to do it again this year. We're going to roll out fucking Tom Savage week one. I guarantee you he's not starting by week two. Guarantee it right now. Deshaun Watson.
It kind of makes sense for college football, though, because some of these kids are like, 19 years old. You don't know how they're going to like
respond
when the lights come on, you know?
Yeah.
Factor.
You're not even an adult.
NFL is totally different. But
I'm a 30-year-old man. You put me in a pressure situation, I still don't know how I'm going to react. My fight or flight senses are all over the place.
Having a capable, let me rephrase it. Having a good quarterback in college football is huge because there are so few of them.
I will say this. Your ability to respond as like an 18-year-old kid in a nationally televised college football game is a large indicator of like your mental stability and mental aptitude and strength, if nothing else.
And the speed of the game going from high school to college, it's like It's an enormous step up in competition.
The thing is, though, Malik Zaire transferred from Notre Dame to be the starter in Florida, and now he's not even, granted, he got there in July, doesn't really know the playbook that well, But he's like now competing with like Felipe Franks and
well,
I think
dude, you got to know that's going to happen. Rio. If you transfer to a school like Florida, you're gonna you're not gonna get handed the starting.
Zaire wasn't that good when he was a starter.
He was pretty good, and I mean he had other offers on the table. He had Wisconsin. He'd be the starter.
Why did he transfer?
Texas was an option.
He
get
in trouble?
No, he's been injured.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what, when Kaiser like Kaiser the Cleveland Browns.
Didn't he do
now,
the Russell Wilson thing where he's like a
grad transfer?
He's
yeah.
a grad transfer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you don't have to wait a year.
Kaiser, noted starter over $70 million man Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, and Cody Kessler.
Brock.
Go Browns.
Go Browns.
Browns who just released Joe Hayden this morning.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I can't make
all
sense
of it.
All
pro corner. Joe Hayden.
Just let Cleveland do their thing, man. You never know what those people are up to.
I can't make sense of it in my head.
I think
Shefty
was like tweeting about how like there was teams interested in trading for him, and the Browns were just like,
and
now
the Browns were just like,
we're
cut him. Dude, that happens in the NFL sometimes, though. I feel like all the other teams will be like, all right, nobody trade for this guy. Fuck them. It's Cleveland. Make them just release him. Also, I strongly believe that Cleveland has some type of permanent agreement with the NFL where they get like X amount more money than all the other teams to suck ass every year.
Well, they have a baseball guy running the organization. I believe
Bold move.
Before he was a the Browns GM, I believe he was working with the Mets.
Yeah, didn't we wreck them for this last year when they won?
A lot of people did, yeah.
The Browns had a really funny tweet yesterday, by the way. Do you see the SI cover?
Browns stay winning, dude.
Do you see the SI cover with Brady with like he looked like a giant and had all these tiny football players hanging all over
like
him?
Every
oh, yeah, yeah.
So Joe Thomas, their you know, all-pro left tackle, was like this, you know, a tiny version of himself, like on
just
Brady's
on
like knee or something.
Yeah.
And the Browns posted a picture of it, and they zoomed in on Joe Thomas and said, congrats on the SI cover, Joe Thomas. Really funny.
You have to do that, though. That's like when you're running the social media account for a
good move, yeah,
lowly NFL team, like you got to laugh at yourself.
I mean, Cleveland needs laughs right now. They got weird situations going on all over the place. They got Isaiah Thomas signed up, but then his physical's pending still.
Yeah, like
I don't really know what's going on there. He had to come out and make a statement yesterday that he's not damaged goods, which of course he's going to say that. I mean, he's not going to come out and be like, "Yeah, my hip's really it's pretty fucked up, man. I don't know if I'll ever
but
be
like
the same."
They knew about the hip injury before the trade.
Well, no, but it's all about leverage. Now they can go back and say like, "Oh, you got to add another draft pick or some
shit."
Yeah,
but Danny Ainge is like not budging. He's like, "Fuck off."
I don't know what happens there. I don't know what happens there.
We've picked jerseys. Like, move on.
But they can be like, "Oh, okay. Give us back Kyrie Irving, go fuck yourself."
So it's not official yet.
No.
Still, they're still dragging it out.
Damn.
It's been 2 weeks. Kyrie's just blowing in the wind.
What number's Kyrie's going to wear? Because
like
Kyrie...
Like, two, right?
There's not a whole... No, there's not... I think that's not available. Boston has, like, every number retired.
Who knows?
Not every number.
Just about. He's going to have, like, a
they
really
do have a lot
number
of retired jerseys.
Like, two's
rafters
named out. Like, I think they retired that after Red... Like, one of their coaches.
It's like number 11 is what they're...
Is what Kyrie's
doing?
Going with?
Yeah. Hmm. Or at least that's what I'm seeing. I don't know if that's... You know, don't take my word on that one.
No, we won't.
Fucking Google it, man. That's why the Google was invented, to figure out jersey numbers. Oh, how'd we get to basketball? I don't even know.
We pivoted hard.
We started talking about Cleveland.
Oh, we were talking about the city of Cleveland. This is what Cleveland does to your podcast. It just torpedoes it.
They're doing well in baseball. Currently leading the AL Central. We'll get to that during our baseball minute.
Fucking Indians. Wow, you can't say that. That's one of the reasons that you can't name a sports team a racial slur. Because if I say fucking Indians, it sounds it sounds not good. But I mean the baseball team. All respect to Native Americans and the good people
respect
of India.
Respect my culture, please.
Yeah, it's where you put the fuck.
We're not
though.
A costume.
It's that Bill Berger.
We're not a mascot, okay?
It depends where you put the fuck. If you put the fuck before, it sounds worse.
It does.
But if you say Indian motherfuckers,
it's not so bad.
It's not bad.
That is a good bit that he does.
Oh, he's Asian motherfuckers in here. That's a funny bit, man.
Yeah, if you never see which one, do we know what the...
It's one of his older ones.
Shout out to Bill Burr in one of his older stand-ups. That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Like, made my sides hurt.
Definitely don't put fucking before, like,
anything racial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But put it after, and it sounds much better.
Irish motherfucker is fine.
Fucking Irish.
Racist as fuck. Oh, man. All right, we got a tailgate on Saturday.
We sure do.
You guys are going to be there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
I'm going to be in Colorado. So I won't be there.
Boulder?
We sure are going to miss you.
No, not Boulder. I wish I was going to be in Boulder.
You bringing back some party favors?
It's hard to say. I'm going to be with my in-laws.
Oh.
So maybe. No promises.
Okay.
No promises. I'll be in Vail, and I don't know if they have a...
Hey, I've been to Vail.
They probably have a
You have been to Vail, haven't you?
What are you doing there? You're not skiing.
No, you can't ski right now. It's the summer.
You can't ski in August, man.
Nah, they don't have snow for that.
But really, what are you doing there?
I honestly don't know.
Hiking?
I've just been told. Fishing? It's just, look, man.
Something outdoorsy.
Camping?
No, my mother-in-law has a fucking house.
You can still go camping.
Well, you're not just going to stay in the house the entire time.
Oh, I'm not going to camp on the mountain. There's bears and shit. I'm not trying to get eaten by a bear. We know all about bears.
Yeah,
Fuck with bears. No polar bears there, though.
Grizzlies, though.
Grizzlies.
You might run into a Kodiak bear up there.
They'll rip your face right off.
Yeah, Kodiak bears are enormous.
Right off.
Yeah.
And then wear it. Like Arya Stark.
They just eat it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
Yeah, they don't wear your face. They just eat you.
Right.
But tailgate, Saturday. What are the details on this?
It starts at 9 a.m.
UT is playing Maryland,
UT
correct?
UT is playing
at
Maryland.
11, but we're going to go right through the game. We're going to be tailgating until, I think, 3.
9 to 3, and it's in the LBJ Library lawn.
And are we going to have beers and food?
Beers.
Bartenders.
Are we
going to
have bartenders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Booze.
Okay, we're going to have
TVs.
Tequila. The
bartenders
are going to be...
High brew there. High brew, cold brew.
Little Avion.
Avion tequila.
Avion tequila will be there.
Natty.
Bartenders will be serving up tequila shots if you want to just ruin your Saturday.
If you want to get wrecked, then stop by and say hi, and we'll wreck you.
Yeah, take a bunch of tequila shots and play some bets. Maybe go drive around. No, don't do that. That's not funny.
Come on, man. What the fuck's wrong with
play
you?
Play some bets, though. Play some bets. Don't get behind the wheel.
Jesus.
Never drink and drive.
You can drink and walk to the stadium, though.
Yes.
It's somewhat safe.
Yeah. God, I'm like in 3 weeks in a row, I've made just a terrible joke.
Yeah, that was awful.
Man. Anyway, come out and see us at the tailgate. Tweet at Dylan or Dan or me or whoever. I won't be there this weekend, but I will tweet back to you details that you need to get there if you want them. It says here there's 2 games Sunday and 1 game Monday. I don't know who's in those games. But there's more.
We got football like every day of the week from here on out.
Starting in about,
it's great.
What, 15 hours, 17 hours, in the next 24 hours, you can gamble for 5 days straight.
10 hours.
10 hours, sorry. Yeah, thank you. That's better math than I was capable of. You can just gamble. You don't need to go to work. Just make the money on the sports.
It's that easy.
Yeah, just move to Vegas.
Just email your boss, tell him you're going to be making the money on the sports for the next 5 days, sit on your ass at home on the couch, and place bets.
Probably tell him, fuck off, I don't need this job.
Yeah, because you're not going
to
lose.
Also, don't listen to our advice, because it's bad.
I disagree. I think that's sound advice.
Micah, you got speakers set up on your new laptop there for voicemails and all that?
He does.
That's exciting.
Ooh. Thank God.
Good for you, Micah.
I can't hear a damn thing.
We usually have to inch over.
Micah's really doing it, you know?
He's coming into his own.
Yeah.
I was a big subwoofer guy in high school.
Oh, yeah. I had 12s.
You seem like it.
Ears never recovered fully from that.
I had 2 12s in the back. I was bumping up and down the block.
If you didn't have
like your Ford Taurus.
If you didn't have 2 12s, you didn't have my respect. Dude, I actually drove a Ford Expedition.
Dude, I had 2 12s in the back of my 98 two-door Tahoe. One of the best cars ever made.
I bet you got like at least one blowjob in that car.
I made out so much in that car.
Man, good for you.
I missed that car. Great turning radius on those. Had a short wheelbase, you know. It was great.
Those did have a really good turning radius.
Oh, it's like a golf cart, man.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Hey, you know what? You know what else is like a golf cart? ManOutfitters.com.
Yes.
You should go to ManOutfitters at ManOutfitters.com and check it out because it's a huge part of what we do here at Grand X. We curate the best menswear from the best brands so that you don't have to shop so hard. You can also download our iOS app in the App Store. Just search Man Outfitters. That's the most flawless shopping experience in the history of human culture. If I don't say so myself. If I do say so myself.
You just said it.
I do say so myself. ManOutfitters.com. You can use the code BACKDOOR at checkout and get 10% off your entire order. Your whole order. That means you can put 48 things in your fucking cart, hit checkout, type in BACKDOOR, and it doesn't matter that there's 48 things in there. You still get 10% off all 48 of them. Assuming that none of them have some stipulation that I'm not aware of as I speak right now.
I don't believe there are stipulations.
But I don't know that there are. Anyway, super user-friendly shopping experience. We got brand new stuff from Mizzen and Main, which is essentially Dan's personal sponsorship brand.
At this point,
JJ Watt and Dan. Those are the two spokesmen.
Similar body types.
Yeah, same body, same morals, same.
He might be a little smaller.
Charitable persona.
Yeah. That's how the first word comes to mind is charitable when I think of Dan.
Yeah.
Philanthropist.
Yeah. If the bookie counts as, yeah. Outdoor Voices, another brand that we have that you may or may not be familiar with, but makes insanely comfortable performance clothing. Think of like, no, I'm not going to say anything.
Don't shout other brands out.
They're awesome. Outdoor Voices is better than anybody I could have compared
Whole
it to.
Whole squad decked out in Outdoor Voices.
Absolutely.
For real.
Absolutely.
We all have some apparel from them.
Type in Backdoor at checkout. Get 10% off your entire order at manoutfitters.com. We spend a lot of time and energy and effort and man hours and brain power to make Man Outfitters the best shopping experience in the world. So go check it out. Backdoor, 10% off. Enjoy the new fucking clothes. Let's talk about the boxing match that went on over the weekend.
Ooh, let's.
Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. Did it live up to the hype?
You know what?
Better than most people.
I thought it would go the distance because I didn't think that Mayweather would land as many punches as he did. I was impressed with both of them. I was impressed with Conor.
I think that was, barring like some miraculous McGregor knockout, which was not going to happen, this was as good as it could have gone. This was awesome.
I mean, clearly he got gassed. He started getting gassed in the 7th, 8th round. That was, by the 9th, he was like, he had nothing in
it. That was Mayweather's strategy, is just let him punch himself out.
Dude, that last round, Mayweather's, as we bitched about for months in advance of this fight, is a dancer. He goes out there and just avoids punches and lands 300 jabs, and then the fight ends and he wins. I've never seen him tee off like he did in that final round.
He could. He knew he could.
McGregor was gassed.
He had to be aggressive because McGregor was.
It's shocking how quick that guy is. Even at 40 years old, he is the quickest hand you're going to see on a human being.
So quick that it doesn't look like that you're getting hit real, like McGregor's getting hit real hard. Right. But they show that shit in slow motion. Nah, son, there's a lot of force behind those jabs. There's a lot of force.
I think there were prop bets on whether or not McGregor would win a single round. I think he won the first four or three.
I took the prop bet. It was only -160.
So he won a few rounds. He landed some punches. Like, he impressed.
He
really
landed
did.
More punches than Pacquiao did.
Yes. He landed fewer rounds.
111 punches.
To like 88 or something?
Yeah. I think he was shocked at how...
He was only shy, like six shy of Canelo Alvarez.
How much energy he exerted during that fight, because he was just, like I said, completely gassed.
Well, a big part of it was he dropped down to whatever weight was that he needed to hit
the day before,
and then he put on like 15 pounds in a 24-hour period, which screws hardcore with your
he said he was walking around like 170 that day.
Your conditioning.
He was a much bigger man than Floyd. They're both very tiny men, because like you compare them to like the ring girls. They were just holding up like Corona signs
and
shit.
They're little dudes.
Yeah.
No, it was awesome. We'd fight at my house.
The ref was great.
I got a little.
You got faded.
I got pretty messed up for this.
You got faded.
I had a good time.
When you get faded like that, you talk a lot.
I do?
Yeah, you like command the room.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My favorite part of this fight,
though,
was
shame me.
Every time, like in the beginning, where Floyd was just kind of feeling him out, if he would get in a little trouble, he would like duck or like turn around, and then Conor would come with like a hammer fist to the back of the head.
It happened a couple times.
He might have landed more hammer fists than like regular punches.
No, he that first one was bad. The ref was like, dude, no, you cannot do that. You cannot absolutely not do that.
You can't really blame him after like a certain point, because Floyd just kept turning around.
Well, also it's just instinct. Like,
yeah.
I mean, what are you going to, you're in a boxing fight. You got to try to hit the guy.
Like UFC, you can't give a grown man your back.
Mike
is on record saying this.
You would die. You
can't do that.
You would literally die.
Why was he doing that?
That is an illegal move in boxing.
Stalling tactic? What was he doing there?
You were not allowed to turn your back to your opponent in boxing.
He did it like five times.
A legal move.
Well, he did it.
he did it at least four times.
Crooked ass Floyd, man. How much did he make off this? Like $300 million?
Clearly a better fighter.
Like,
but
maybe the biggest finesse. The best finesse.
I think if you gave McGregor... Well, okay, first of all, we gotta put this in perspective. Floyd is an old man. He's 40 fucking years old.
Yeah.
He's what, 11 years older. 11 years older than Connor.
Connor's 28, 29.
I think that balances out the experience factor, and you can't really say, like, if you gave Connor, like, you know, some more time to get more experience and get more used to the longevity
at the end
of
the day, though,
match.
We're talking about maybe the best boxer of all time, pound for pound.
Best defensive boxer.
Against a guy who has never done it before. That's
what made it so impressive.
It was very clear because you had, like, textbook fighting form versus, like, very unorthodox, like, borderline ugly boxing stance by Connor.
It was beautiful.
It was not great.
It was beautiful. I fucking loved it.
He kept doing the paw out
there. Yeah. It was awesome. Oh, anyway, highly enjoyable. I'm really glad that it lived up to the hype. Dan, you were correct.
It was enjoyable.
Yeah. Connor made 30 million from the gate, probably closer to 100 mil.
When it's all said and done.
Yeah,
no, I mean, he 1,000%. I mean, if you saw the footage of him celebrating after the thing, he knows he did everything he could.
That was a great line too when he's been interviewed and you're like, how do you feel about this? How did this go down? He's just like, well, I've been choked on live TV before. I've been strangled, so I think I'm gonna be good.
Yeah, I think his brand will be okay.
Yeah.
Now you lose to the best, like Dylan said, potentially pound for pound boxer in history when you're not a boxer, and you perform the way he did, you go up, not down. That's a good thing.
And then right after the fight, I knew he was going to catch a lot of flack for this when he said, like, Floyd fought like a Mexican.
He just doesn't – the Irish, they don't have the same rules we have in America.
Well, it's also a
boxing
style.
And no, I know. But you say anything in 2017, you know, and you get roasted. People are angry. And it's white people. No Mexican people were like, motherfucker. It's all white people. They're like, you can't say that. Dude, what? Shut up. Just shut up. So referring to the boxing style,
but also like in boxing and combat sports, I feel like just like a healthy dose of racism is needed when you're in that line of work,
especially in boxing.
Yeah,
maybe not the UFC so much, but I feel racism is part of boxing.
I'm gonna sit this conversation out.
Remember Floyd used to always fight on Cinco de Mayo?
Yes, and he'd wear like a sombrero and a Mexican flag cape. Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
No.
That was cool in 2014, though. You can't do that shit now. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Get into the NFL, golf, Big Three, which is very important. And then Dan's Baseball Minute, which I don't know if you've ever heard Dan's Baseball Minute, but it's riveting. We'll be right back.
Jared here with the Inside TFM podcast, and the only people stupider than the three of us who host it are you idiots who aren't yet subscribed to us on iTunes.
Why haven't you done that already, you donkey brain buffoons? Like, don't you have time to kill at the gym, on the train, in your car, on the way to class? We have hours upon hours upon hours of mindless entertainment that really don't touch on anything in particular, but you're gonna enjoy it. I don't know why, but you somehow will.
It's proven that some people like it, so let's hope that you do too. Subscribe on iTunes.
All right, we are back. Let's move into the NFL. For starters, got some injuries, as we always do during the preseason, but the most prevalent one is obviously Julian Edelman. What, he tears ACL?
Yeah, he's out for the year.
Done for the year before the year started. It sucks, man. This is a part of I don't want to do the, like, is the preseason, you know, worth it argument, because that happens every year and it's retarded. Can't say retarded. It's stupid. But this is why. I mean, you lose key guys that have a massive impact on the entire season.
Yeah, but I think the most overplayed joke right now is that, like, Bill Belichick signs grocery store bagger to be an ex-receiver.
Right.
An all-star. Like,
I mean,
all-pro.
3 years ago, you didn't know who Julian Edelman was. And then all of a sudden, he was Tom Brady's number one target. You're like, wait, what? Who the hell is this guy?
How many years ago did you say?
Three?
He's been good for a while.
That wasn't three seasons?
Nah. He's been good for a while.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He just essentially plugged in for when Wes Welker left.
Dude, I think it was I'm going to stand by three seasons ago.
You're going to stand wrong then, but that's fine.
Okay, fair enough. But
Micah?
Julian Edelman has been on the Patriots since 2009.
But was that his, like, when but was his breakout?
He was never, like, he broke out when Welker left, essentially. Like,
he
when Welker
balls
went
for
to
a
the,
while.
The Broncos.
Catch these balls.
Oh, man, that's a sex joke.
Who else got hurt? Cameron Meredith.
Yeah.
Noted Bears receiver who is on my fantasy
He's
team.
He's supposed to be a breakout.
Up-and-comer.
Love to see that. Love to see that. I got him real deep in my draft. Was kind of excited to see what he could do, you know?
Because what matters when people have, you know, season-ending injuries are fantasy football teams.
It is important.
Yeah. That's really what matters.
Well, I'm just saying, you hate to see a guy that you think could be have a breakout year that you grab late go down in a preseason game. A lot of people drafted Edelman who were pissed, you know.
Yeah, but
that's also what you get for having your draft so early.
The people that have Brandon Cooks going to be really happy.
That's true.
He's going to catch like 200 balls now.
That's true. And, I mean, people are still speculating that this Patriots offense could be one of the most high-powered record-setting offenses in history. Even post-Edelman injury, people are still talking about this
shit. Just depends. Like, when do the wheels fall off for Brady? And there's just like no indication that's anytime soon.
Right. Like, I think...
Is he 40 now?
Like, you have to hit a bump before you can say, you start to speculate when the wheels are going to fall off, and he hasn't even hit a bump yet.
I think only two quarterbacks ever have won Super Bowls after being in their 40s.
You ever. Know who they were?
I think Peyton and Elway.
Oh, wow.
I think that's right.
Peyton was like 47 when he won that last Super Bowl. Huh?
Peyton was actually 57. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell when the wheels were coming off, though, for Peyton. I actually had a
Whoa,
bet.
Yeah.
I had a bet with Jared that final year of Peyton that he'd throw more interceptions than touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It was great.
I will say this. Nobody has ever done more with less than Manning did in those final couple seasons. There was points when he was throwing passes where you were just like, what? I mean, done more with less in arm strength.
Dude, he got benched for the Brockett ship, right?
Dude, he was a very below-average quarterback the last
or
two
was
seasons.
He was injured and then... Oswald
he was very
in,
poor.
And then he took
the
over
the defense
Oswald's
carried
job.
That team.
Yes. Smartest guy on the field, but he did not throw a single pass
no
that last
strength.
Season that wasn't a dead duck.
He's never been a guy who had great arm strength. Never.
No.
And never he never threw a pretty ball.
It was exceptionally accurate. Smartest guy on the field.
Yes.
That was always his deal.
He put the ball where it needed
Micah.
To
be.
John Elway won the Super Bowl MVP at the age of 38.
Okay.
So he was not quite 40.
I wonder who the other one is, or maybe they're just one.
It's probably anyway. Somebody in like the 60s, like a Packer.
But yeah, Brady doesn't seem to be there yet. He's got all the health lifestyle shit down. He's like 32 in his body, you know?
He's hot still.
Still hot. Hotter than ever, some would argue.
Maybe. Blake Bortles has been named the starter.
Yeah. Threw that in
those
there.
Poor Jags.
So they started Chad Henne, I think, the third preseason game just to see if like they had anything with Chad Henne.
They had nothing?
They had nothing. So by default, Blake Bortles slides back in.
I love that there's these perennial like
My boy
failures
Bobby.
That get every preseason they get another shot to like, God damn it, let's see if Chad Henne's got anything.
Let's see if Mark Sanchez somehow got good over the offseason.
He's had a fucking career, though. You could just stay in the league for like
a
decade.
Of course that's a good
Look,
career.
I'm not hating. I'm not Back hating on the man. He's made millions and millions of dollars. I'm just saying he's a terrible NFL quarterback, and every year he's the same. Mark Sanchez is another great example. He always lands on a roster. Somebody always runs him out for like a week to see if he can be the starter.
Be like, if he's in the right system.
And then he just gets crushed. And then he's gone forever. I mean, like, Osweiler's going to be one of those guys. He got paid more than the rest of them. But he'll be one of those guys that every year somebody's like, let's give this dude a shot. He's like 7 feet tall. Surely he can do something. And then he comes out there and he's pegging the offensive line in the back with the ball.
Any quarterback that's over like 6'5", I don't like.
I can't think
that's
of another
tall.
One.
That's too
Who
tall.
Else is that tall? There isn't another one. He's so bad.
I think the quarterback for Michigan's like 8 feet tall.
If you can see over everyone on the field and you still can't find a receiver, you suck.
Not to shade Dylan too much, but Peyton was actually 39 years and Woo. 320 days old. He is the oldest
talking.
Quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Tom Brady won last year at 39 years and 186
okay.
days old, and then Elway at 38.
Okay, like, so a 40-year-old has never won a Super
let's
Bowl.
Let's just shut off Dylan's microphone.
Although I was wrong, it just strengthens my point.
Yeah.
So I'll shut up from that one. I don't know anything.
I mean, you can count those quarterbacks in like the 60s and 70s that were 30 years old. Because back then.
30 was 40. Back
maybe
then.
Maybe 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were crippled men.
So Bortles.
Bortles.
How do you feel about this?
He's a trash quarterback.
He's not.
Okay.
Dude, he
it's hard to defend him now. But I mean, 2 years ago, He had the second most touchdowns in the NFL.
Dude, before last season, he had forgotten how to throw a ball. Like, he completely had the yips, basically, and had to, like, completely change his throwing motion
well,
to try and find a back.
It was problematic that he hired the same quarterback coach that Tim Tebow had. So
he started throwing like Byron Leftwich.
That
he
was
had, like,
probably
the wind-up
a poor
throw.
Choice by my boy Bobby to hire Tim Tebow's quarterback coach.
What, you call him Bobby?
Bobby Bortles, man. His name's Robert. Robert Blake Bortles.
Oh. No. Huh. Well, that's okay. Enough talk about Blake Bortles. Let's move on to golf. The only point on our golf segment is apparently DJ's huge balls.
So did you watch the Northern Trust Open?
Yeah, so what? DJ squares off with Spieth in a playoff.
So, I talk about his tee shot. Is about his tee shot over the water?
The whole thing. It was great drama.
That was
17,
awesome.
Spieth saves par on the par 3 with like a monster putt. DJ matches it on 18 to force the playoff, like a 12, 20 footer. I don't know. Somewhere in between there. And then Spieth puts it out, first playoff hole, right down the middle of the fairway.
Perfect drive.
DJ's like, you know what? There's a lake here. I'm going to go over this lake and just
40
take a completely
degree difference.
Different
yeah.
angle.
40-degree difference in trajectory,
hits
straight over the water. Fucking crushes
it. Puts it within like 80 yards with a nice little wet like wedge.
How much longer is he than Spieth off the tee? Like on average, do you know? Does anybody know?
I'm sure on average, about 18 yards.
On average, yeah.
For real?
He can like hit it a lot farther than Spieth, but Spieth doesn't get enough love. Like Spieth's putting it out there at like 300 yards.
And Spieth's a little dude compared to DJ.
DJ's 6'4", yeah. Spieth's like 6 foot.
Is he even 6 foot? I don't know if he's 6 foot. He doesn't look 6 foot.
He's about six, I think.
He's like our size.
Huh. Well, anyway.
Well, your size. We're taller than you.
I would personally argue.
Hey, I am sneaky tall.
Dan is a sneaky 6 feet, though. It's really weird. Like, you like look at him from a distance, like, yeah, he's 5'10". He's not. He's legit six. It's weird. How are you sneaky tall like
Deceptively
that?
Tall. I don't know, because I'm wider?
Maybe.
Dustin Johnson is the number two driver on tour. His average drive through 65 rounds this season is 314.8 yards. And Spieth is 78th at 295.
There you go.
So he actually is like 19 yards longer.
Good. When they take driver stats, though, do they always, like, is it just everything off the tee? So if they hit a 5-iron, that goes into their drive-in, or is it just driver?
I do not know.
Okay. I think it's every tee shot on par 4 and par 5.
Okay, so they can go iron, and that affects their driving stats?
I think so.
You're
not
that
sure.
good. You're 2 for 3. You got 2 good stats so far this podcast.
I whiffed
one
on
bad
one.
You whiffed on the 40-year-old quarterback thing.
I'm good with numbers.
Good on a couple others. The argument that we've made before, and I stand by it, is that it's not necessarily about the fact that DJ has huge balls. He's too stupid for it to matter.
Yeah, but it was great. It was kind of like this juxtaposition where like Spieth always talks to his caddy and just like takes a little longer than most people. Like he's a notoriously slow player, but like he talks it out with his caddy. Like he's like sure he has to make sure it's the right club. DJ like second shot just goes up like. The camera, like, I didn't even think they caught it live. They're just like, moments ago, like, DJ hits his wedge shot because I don't even think he took a practice.
Didn't
swing.
Even give him
he didn't even take
time
a practice.
Just
went up and, like,
camera.
Put it within 5 feet.
Yeah, I mean, Spieth's a cerebral guy. Like you said, a slow player. And DJ is a little more
gripping and rip it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just.
Which I like.
He's That's kind of style. He's a meathead. That's what he is. We'll say it.
He's a golden retriever in human form.
I see him as more of like a bulldog.
A bulldog?
Yeah. That's just me, though.
Okay.
That's what I identify him with. Big three.
They did it. They did it, Ross.
They did a whole season, Dan. They had a whole season of this.
Some are saying the greatest season
in the history of
sports. History, yeah.
Wow. Well, the trilogy completed this perfect season and became the champion of the big three, and like Dan just said, what many are calling the greatest season in the history of sports. Congratulations to them. Who's on that team?
Rashad McCants, I believe, was the first overall pick.
Wow.
Great investment, clearly.
That paid off. I'm pulling him up. Yeah, Rashad McCants leads the trilogy to the first ever big three championship. Way to go, Rashad. That's just great.
Well, let's
also on the trilogy, Kenyon Martin, Al Harrington, James Flight White.
Yeah, this is like a super
Deion
young
Glover,
team that I feel
coached
like
by Rick Mahorn.
Rick Mahorn, shouts to Rick Mahorn. I feel like this team could be in the NBA.
I'm still reading a USA Today headline that says, the Big Three's most dominant team was built with NBA cast-offs and no point guard. You don't need a point guard when you've got this squad. What the hell?
Especially on defense. Everyone knows guard defense doesn't mean anything.
Rashad McCants is only 32.
Yeah, he shouldn't be eligible for this league. That's too young.
Dude, they need to set an age minimum.
50 and up.
No, not what 50. This league be. But at least 35. Like, you got to be 35. Well, you should have to be 35. 32 is too young. McCants looks like a regular NBA dude. These jerseys. My God, they got to do something about these jerseys. The trilogy jerseys are worse than, like, a middle school pickup league. Look at these things. What is it? It just says, I could have designed this.
My biggest beef is that they didn't name the team Trilogy, T-R-I-L-L-O-G, and
like
make
trill.
A trill pun.
They're
and,
a little,
and
they
could have
older.
Had, they could have had Bun B as their mascot, the Trill O-G.
That's a
Trill O-G. They just blew it on that.
That's a mistake. That's a, pull your head.
That's a great observation.
Ice Cube.
Micah.
Come on, man. He's been out of the game for too long.
Way
He's been
too
in
long.
Too many kids' movies. He's forgetting where he came from.
Straight
Ice Cube.
Compton.
Good for them, though. They got another season coming
Crazy
next year.
Motherfucking name, Ice Cube.
I watched zero games of the Big Three this year.
They're bringing it back, though?
Yeah,
that's
come
huge,
back.
Man.
They got their old,
I can't wait for that.
Could be bigger and better than ever. Hopefully Kobe's in this. Need Kobe in this.
They don't have the money to get that man to come out there and do this
they
shit.
He doesn't need money. Kobe will play just to like kill people.
The only chance we have at Kobe coming out there is the fact that he's a bloodthirsty psychopath who needs the competitive like drive.
He needs basketball, yeah.
But I feel like he'd just destroy these people.
Need that.
I would watch that. I would watch Kobe go out there and scream at his teammates in a Big Three game.
Like where Iverson never wants to show up to this, Kobe will be there like first one in, last one out.
6 hours before the stadium's open?
Yeah.
He can't even get in because the doors aren't open. Yeah. Kobe. Oh. Is it time? It is. It's time for Dan's Baseball Minute. Ba 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 ba.
You hit the music, Michael.
Yeah, do we have a song?
We should get a music.
Yeah, we do.
We need a song.
It's playing right now.
Is it? Oh, that's exciting stuff.
Yeah, just trying to keep everybody up to date with what's going on in baseball right now.
It's America's
now.
Pastime. Yeah. Pay attention. Get excited. The playoffs will be here before you know it. There's only like 68 more games.
We got about like 4 more years till the playoffs.
But they'll be here soon.
Yeah. But Stanton mashed his 18th home run of August last night.
Was he at 51?
He's got 51 on
51.
The year. So Roger Maris is 61 as well within reach. How do you feel about that?
Are we counting that as a legitimate record still?
Let me add to Dan's Baseball Minute. He was asked, Stanton, if he considers 61 the real mark. Or the 73 set by
Barry Bonds.
Steroid head Barry Bonds.
Was Bonds ever accused? Was
he
ever
said,
proven?
Hold on.
A steroid guy?
Hold on, Dan.
I mean, we know. But
he said he considers 61 the real mark. So he's throwing, he's throwing all kinds of shade at Barry Bonds.
Well,
Mark McGwire and Sammy
that's,
Sosa.
That's not shade.
That's shade?
No, it's not. That's just
sure
straight
it
up.
Is.
No, shade
he's
is.
Basically saying their home runs don't count.
Yeah, I don't think that's considered shade. Shade is like when you throw some side-eye bullshit, like half-ass, don't say somebody's name. This is just straight up saying like, oh, no, I don't consider those cheaters to count.
Either way, I love the comments.
For sure. No, but also, how long until Stanton tests positive for PEDs?
Right.
I don't think he's that guy.
You don't?
No.
Good for him.
He feels legit.
He's a monster.
I'll be real with you. I don't know a lot about the guy.
He is a monster.
I know he's crushing the ball, and I know he's a giant human. And from my experience, giant humans that crush the ball are on steroids or HGH.
Did you know that he used to go by Mike? Mike Stanton?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of just switched
a lot of people
up
don't
on
remember
us.
That.
Huh.
That was Giancarlo.
Giancarlo.
Wait, is that
is
for real?
Is that how you say it?
Yeah. He was Mike Stanton like the first few years in the league.
I don't understand. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
It's like when you convert to Muslim, except he converted to Hispanicism.
I don't know.
I think he just wanted to go back
the
to like
dude
his
speaks
roots.
Perfect English. I think he's from the States.
Like how,
yeah.
I don't get it.
Hakeem Olajuwon became Hakeem Olajuwon?
Not quite sure. I'm going to continue.
Cassius
Clay
became Muhammad
Ali. I
just
want to know how
Ali.
You become,
I don't
go
know.
From Mike
to Giancarlo?
Juan Carlos.
Giancarlo.
I'm saying Juan Carlos.
I think Mike might be his middle name. I don't know. Or maybe Juan Carlos.
You know, it's not, no one's name is Giancarlo Mike.
His legal name is actually Giancarlo Cruz Michael Stanton.
Boom.
Mike.
Huh. So before 2012, he was known as Mike Stanton.
I'm going to name my next dog Mike. Mike's a good human name.
I used to have a dog named Mike.
No shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I love getting a dog and naming it after
him. RIP. Shouts to Mike.
I've got a dog named Bruce, which is just, that's not a dog name. A human's name. Yeah. Bruce Wayne? Bruce I like, Almighty?
I feel like Bruce kind of holds up for a dog, though, better than Mike.
Bruce Springsteen? Yeah, Mike's funny as hell. I'm going to name my next dog Mike. Oh, fuck. Wait, baseball minute. Keep going.
We'll continue. The Royals became the first team in the American League to, since the designated hitter, to be shut out in four straight games. They finally scored in their fifth game.
Hey, way to go, night. Kansas City. Hanging in there. All right. I fucking hate
and
the
then
Royals.
Let's check up on the stand-ins. Boston's four games up on the Yankees in the East in the AL. Cleveland 6.5 up on the AL Central. Houston still 12 games up on the West.
Even with the shitty month.
And they're currently playing their home games in Tropicana for the time being.
Yeah, they really put the city on their back last night and got crushed by the Rangers. I think huge.
Like, all proceeds, though, to those games in Tropicana are going towards the hurricane relief.
So and in all seriousness, cool. It is an incredible feat to have had as mediocre of a month as they've had and still have a 12-game fucking lead.
Up. I mean, or that just says something about the division.
Well, it's both.
Yeah.
It's both.
And then in the NL, we're at right now in the AL, the Yankees and the Twins are the wild cards if the playoffs were to start today. In the NL, we have LA, Washington, and the Cubs leading their respective divisions, and the Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies as the wild card.
All right.
And that's your baseball minute.
This has been the Baseball Minute with Dan. You're welcome.
Way to go, Dan, for being informed
about America's pastime. We're the only reason that you know anything. Credit us, please. Thank you.
We have hotline call?
It is now time to go to the backdoor cover hotline. Our number is 800-392-6344. We have two calls this week. Every week we will play the best calls. You can call in, rant, ask us a question, talk about some sports stuff, because that's what this podcast is about. Or animals. Animals, too.
We might pivot to animals.
If you have a great animal call, we will play it. I'm not going to say we won't play it, because we will. 800-392-6344. That's the backdoor cover hotline number. Here's the first call this week.
Hey guys, this is Greg from the Georgia area, and with Coastal Carolina becoming a D1 school now, I just want to get your guys' thoughts on teams that's got colored football fields.
Thank you. What's the name again?
Gray?
From the Georgia area. Appreciate that call.
What was the question?
You know how like Boise State has a blue field?
Yeah.
He's asking, how do you feel about fields who have non-traditional colors, non-traditional green colors?
And this is a...
There's a red one out there somewhere. Coastal Carolina has, it looks like, a blue field. Is that
turquoise? Yeah, it's like a turquoise, bluish.
Let me see. Yeah, that field should be set on fire.
I'm not a fan.
that field should be covered in gasoline and set on fire.
It's hokey. It's gimmicky. It's just a tactic used to set yourself apart.
Distracting.
It's
gross.
Don't do it. You're trash if you do it.
Watching a Boise State game is fucking miserable.
It's not pleasing to the eye.
There's birds that actually dive into Boise State's field.
That's an old wives' tale, Dan.
I think it's the sky.
I think it's water.
It's not a wives' tale. I see it happen.
It's water, dude.
I seen it.
No, that it doesn't happen.
Happens every game. Hundreds of birds.
It does not
just
happen.
Just dive bombing onto the field.
Eastern Washington has a red field. They're FCS, but they're powerhouse.
Why are you allowed to do this? I don't understand.
Why wouldn't you be allowed to do it?
Because you should have HOA rules. It's like you can't just go paint your fucking house pink. You ruin the whole neighborhood.
Are you afraid they're like camouflage? Like
it's not just about that. It's distracting. This is a sport. There are rules. You can't just have a green football all of a sudden. Why the fuck can your field be blue?
I don't know, man. But I'm not a fan.
You got to get your jerseys approved. You got to get your shoes approved.
It's too hokey for me.
Don't you have to get the color of your field approved?
You know, though, when you're like a team like Coastal Carolina, though, you got to do what you can.
Dude, just
get relevance.
I disagree. I think Coastal Carolina is a well-known enough school to not need to pull a
their football program, though?
No, not really. But well-known enough to not. This is like some. I'll shit on my own school for a second. This is like some shit Texas State should have to do.
Hmm.
Not.
Shout
you gotta
out to
be
Bobcats.
A basement dweller. By the way, named the most miserable fan base in college football, the Texas State Bobcats,
because they're not really a fan base.
No, but what we do have in fanhoodship, like I consider myself to be a fan, but in a terrible, hateful way, in a miserable way, the saddest way. Yes, Micah.
I have just a couple things about Coastal Carolina for those out there who don't know much about them.
Dustin Johnson's a graduate.
That's true. So there's three things. The other one is they were most famous for the coach who went on a rant about how we have too many cats and we need some dogs.
Need some dogs.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then their current coach is Joe Moglia, who is semi-famous because he was the CEO of TD Ameritrade, and he decided that he wanted to be a college football coach. So he just started working for free at Nebraska and has worked his way up to Coastal Carolina. And he's done a very good job. They're 51-15 since he took over.
That's a respectable record. Texas State is like 3-84 in the last 87 games. That's not true, but they're terrible.
As a man,
a lot of people are saying they're going to do big things this year.
Yeah, as a man that has lived in the Austin area for 3 years, and I want to adopt a college football team in this area, I think we're going to go Bobcats.
That is a
Texas State.
Dan, I'm telling you straight up, man to man, that's a very bad idea.
I won't be a Texas fan. Texas sucks.
Texas State's good. I recommend just remaining a gambling fan and staying away from either.
Fade Texas State.
That wouldn't be a bad move.
With the points,
dude. I got hit up by some guy who runs like a radio show in San Marcos, which is where Texas State University is located, who wants me to call in and comment on how I feel about Texas State being named the saddest fan base in college football. I think I'm going to do
it. What's the justification for that ranking, by the way?
All right. I think it's the size of the school, the reputation of our state as a football state, and Texas State's total and utter failure to compete in any feasible way.
It was
season after season after season after season, coach after coach after coach, new stadium, doesn't do shit.
There was a lot involved in the formula, but yeah.
They can't recruit for shit. And look, I understand that it's very difficult to recruit against University of Texas, Texas A&M,
Baylor,
even Tech, Baylor, TCU. There's a ton of schools in Texas. But with the size of Texas State, the amount of money they have, the new stadium that's now just kind of a regular college football stadium. Before it was like a high school stadium, and now it's semi-respectable. With the amount of beautiful women they have on that campus, the two rivers, the fucking campus is awesome. They should be able to recruit at least one guy who can do things on a football field that make it look like college football. If you watch Texas State, it's like watching a high school game.
They filmed Friday Night Lights there, right?
They did. And they also filmed the movie... was the Johnny Knoxville movie where...
Was it called The Ringer?
The Ringer.
The Ringer, where he entered the Special Olympics.
That was filmed at Texas State.
Yeah.
That's the best thing we've ever done on our football field. The Ringer by Johnny Knoxville. Not the Bill Simmons website. Which he had to take that into consideration when naming that brand, right? He was like, fuck, this is a Johnny Knoxville movie.
Dude, don't sleep on Barrick and Ailey, man. That guy was cold. Remember him? You were there for that era.
Yeah, I remember him.
He was really good.
I remember getting to like the... Division III national championship and then blowing it.
We made it to the semifinal.
Whatever the fuck.
What about the fictional Texas State Armadillos from the 80s classic Necessary Roughness?
That's right.
That is good shit there.
That was before Texas State was actually called Texas State.
We were still Southwest Texas.
Southwest Texas.
Before that, we were like Texas Teachers University. We're doing some Texas State history here, which is big for Texas State.
That's a very underrated movie.
I just want to say I apologize to any Texas State football players or fans that may be offended, but these are hard truths. And enough is enough. We are fucking terrible. We're the laughingstock of the state, and that's why we're the saddest fan base, because everybody's sick of this shit.
Now I'm excited to watch some Texas State games tonight, like, or this year on Tuesday nights when that comes around.
Yeah, that's gonna
be the coveted Tuesday night slot.
Shout out to Sinbad and Scott Bakula.
That's right.
Should we just shout out Sinbad?
Kathy Ireland.
The Necessary Roughness. Yeah, Kathy Ireland was the kicker.
When is the last time Sinbad got a shout out? That's probably the first shout out Sinbad's gotten in like 3 or 4 years minimum.
Is he alive? Is Sinbad alive?
He's alive as hell.
Let's get him on the cast, man.
Fucking guy's name, it just goes by Sinbad.
Let's talk about Texas State Armadillos. All right, one
more. I feel like he's done some shit, Sinbad, in his life.
Yeah.
With strippers. Allegedly. Next call.
Ha, what up, Backdoor? Been a while, but you good boys back in town. That's what else, back fam. It's football season, baby. I dumped my girl thing and whatnot already because this year we all about three things. Stacks, spreads, and motherfucking content. Strap up. It's time for some Crime Dog bars, bae. Hey, sup, son? Ball back in a big way. We straight booing every Saturday and Sunday. I got brew on deck and a bitch feeding me nachos. Eat a muffin ass, then I do a line of blanco. Throw a band down, call me Yana Interacumpo. My buck's building, a dog stay hunting. Catch me bowl season when a dog straight stunting. Got too much heat, like I'm Vic in a dog pound. Freshwater shit when I ride the line to fuck town. I said, hey, sup, son? Dog back in a big way. Match money to your mouth every Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. Hurt. Crime dog sticking with my boogie.ag for all his best B. Ride with him, die with him, stick a homie in the eye for him. Expert or rookie, don't be a pussy, feel? Get that money up and hop in some of them good Ruka shorts they got to our man outfitters. Because it dark in the south is hot blood. At the pool, the parties, ladies love that lightweight downstairs. Hey, it's good to be back, fam. I'm going to hit it up now that we're on football again. Big love to y'all. Ross, run that OCC shit. I feel you, dude. Do your thing. It's your boy DJ Crime Dog. Over and out.
Oh my! I have the biggest man crush on that guy.
Welcome back,
DJ Crime.
I missed that, man.
He's just great.
How do we not just cut that for the my bookie read?
I feel like that should count. We should.
God, he's real. Awesome.
That's just a great. Great call.
Did he pull a Bieber and speak some Spanish on that rhyme? I think he dropped
a
bar in Espanol.
There are a lot of different ethnicities mixed into DJ Crime Dog's flavor. And
love that guy.
And
that was a hot beat, man.
Calling everybody blood. I love
dropping
it.
Dropping bars, son.
I love it. I can't do it, you know, because I value my life. But
that's one take. He does that in one take.
Yeah.
Every
one
week.
Take Crime Dog. What
DJ Crime Dog. Shout out to DJ Crime Dog. Find him on Twitter.
He's a really funny follower on Twitter.
He never breaks character.
Never.
Because I'm pretty sure it's just him.
And when you read his tweets, you read them in his voice, and they are even funnier. It's great.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I don't know his handle offhand, but.
Fucking A, man. 800-392-6344. Call us. Football season starting up. It's time to get the hotline buzzing. Let's see. Announcements again. Starting next week, again, we will be coming to you twice a week. Normally Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday. Write that shit down. Next week, we will be recording on a different day because Monday is a national holiday. Free of labor. Some might call it Labor Day. What, Micah?
You can find DJ Crime Dog at DJ Crime Dog, and dog is spelled D-A-W-G.
Obviously. Why would it be spelled another way?
Okay, I got a shout. Shouts to the lovely Mia Khalifa, who is wearing a Houston Strong t-shirt on Instagram with a link in her bio to purchase said shirt. We plugged it earlier. All proceeds are going to Houston relief efforts. So
she is also doing a 16-hour live stream today wearing our shirt.
How did we get it? I don't even have the shirt yet. How did she get it already?
We got one special made just for her so she could have it for this live stream.
When did y'all do that?
Yesterday.
Man, that's
pay
great.
Attention. Shouts to DJ Crime Dog. Welcome back. Shouts to Giancarlo Stanton. Mike.
I've got just a quick shout. If anybody likes this podcast, and if you're still listening, you probably do, tell a friend. Football season's here. We're ready. We need to tell a friend. Let's grow this motherfucker.
We're going to fuck shit up.
Also, football, we're going to be gambling. It's fun.
Another note to add to that, the content of the show will be more football-related moving forward. Obviously, we haven't had football
more
to discuss.
More football-focused.
We're football-focused, so if you like football, good news for you. We're going to talk a lot
about it. It's football season, so we're going to talk about the football.
Yeah. I mean, shouts to all the people that listened to the end of the podcast last week. I got all your emails.
Yeah.
I tried to respond to most of you, but it just got a little ridiculous. I had at least like 115 emails.
It's the gridiron. Why do they call it that? Why is a football field called the gridiron? Does anybody know?
Everybody knows.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell me then. I'll remain the only person who doesn't know.
Figure it out.
Fuck. Shouts to the city of Houston. Thinking about you guys and all the other coastal areas that got crushed. Go to grandexshop.com/strong. Buy yourself a shirt. All proceeds going to the relief fund, as we said. Also, check out JJ Watt's charity. Who knows where it's at now? Let's see. I don't know. I closed out of the window.
We said it earlier.
Yeah, but it's probably gone up like 500K since we've been speaking. It's just chaos.
Probably at 5.4 by now.
Michael, what's the name of the website he's using again?
You caring, maybe?
You caring.
You caring. Here it is. Youcaring.com. Go on there. His shit is on the front page. He's up to almost $5.5 million now. Jeez. On JJ's deal. At some points, I mean, if you just go in here and like check out the number and then click it, like refresh 10 minutes later. It's just crazy to see how much money is pouring in there. All of it's going to go to Houston flood relief. Help out everybody in Houston. Basically turn the city into a lake. Any more shouts, manoutfitters.com. Use the code BACKDOOR. Get 10% off your entire order. If you could, we don't have very many reviews, and it's wrong. We need more reviews. Good reviews. Strong reviews. Five-star reviews. Cleverly written by smart, handsome people like you. Or beautiful women.
Shouts to the Tom Herman era starting in Austin Saturday. I'm so excited.
That's great.
Shouts to all the people on Twitter that were throwing Charlie Strong under the bus after one quarter of football when they were down 16-0 to San Jose State at USF.
Shouts to our Twitter handle, @BackdoorCover. That's where you can follow us. We're going to be doing hot sports content all over that Twitter handle. You know what? Fuck it. I'll make an Instagram. We'll do an Instagram. We'll have an Instagram, too.
Are we getting a new logo?
We might be. There are rumors floating around that we might get a new logo.
People are saying.
A lot of people are saying we're going to get a new logo. Follow me on all social media, @WRBolin. That's my handle everywhere. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter.
Peach.
R.I.P. Man, the GOAT.
What a run that was.
Man.
What a 2 weeks.
So exciting. Dan. Where can the people follow you?
Dan Regester on Instagram and Snapchat, and Dan _ Regester, R-E-G-E-S-T-E-R on Twitter.
Dillone.
@DShivery, C-H-E-V-E-R-E-R-E.
Follow Micah, @ProducerMicah.
Or @MichaelWiener.
But mostly @ProducerMicah, and also @MichaelWiener. And it's Weiner. He doesn't have his microphone, so I'm just going to talk like I'm him and say the things he would be saying. Okay, that is it. We will be back next week. As we said, 2 episodes next week. Football season is here. Good luck on your fantasy drafts and shit. Good luck placing bets this weekend. You got 5 straight days to blow your entire month. Oh, God. And pray for me and Dan, because frankly, it's about to get rough. Hmm. We're about to go just dive straight into this gambling ocean just for the sake of content and for this podcast.
UCF opens tomorrow night. Hammer whatever they're minus against FIU. They're win by 40.
Yeah, you know what? I will pledge that any money I make this week in gambling, I will put toward Houston relief. And if I lose money this weekend, I will double the amount I lost in a donation to Houston relief.
Ooh.
I'm not going to be able to pay my mortgage.
That could get bad.
Hopefully, there's only like 6 people still listening, so that there's only 6 people who can hold me accountable for these relief pledges that I've got going. But yeah. We'll see you guys next week. 2 episodes. Football season is here. Tell your friends about Backdoor Cover. We talk about animals. That's tight. Most people don't do that. Animals don't get enough credit. We are out. See you next week. Subscribe. 5 stars. Leave a review.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.